The Rat Pack plays the Palace coming up Friday, September 9th. And we are joined on the line this morning by Mark Verabian, who portrays Dean Martin in this Rat Pack tribute. Frank Sinatra, obviously, Sammy Davis Jr., the other two gentlemen that are performing. Mark, before we get into sort of the Rat Pack in general, what was your line to some kind of a career like this? Were you always involved in music and singing and performing?
Good morning, Bruce. Yes, I did not grow up in, per se, a musical family, but I discovered at about age five that I enjoyed entertaining, and I went to school, I graduated college, and I was a singing waiter while I was in college, and I worked at an Italian restaurant, which has now been closed. It's called Cafe Bellissimo, and I walked in, and the owner said, "Can you sing like Dean Martin?" And I said, "Well, I've never tried. Who's Dean Martin?" And then, sure enough, I started singing the music of Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra, and, of course, the other great crooners, including Dean Martin.
And, of course, you kind of found your niche then with this Rat Pack. How did you team up with Frank and Sammy then?
I believe that miracles bring people together. These two guys happen to be doing their own thing. The two gentlemen that I'll be performing with in Lorraine at the Palace are fantastic entertainers on their own. Sebastian Anzaldo does a great tribute to Frank Sinatra, really captures his swagger and his voice. Kenny Jones is just a consummate entertainer like Sammy was. He sings, he dances, and he really entertains well.
Now, you've been doing this for a number of years. How do you keep it fresh for you to make the performance? I assume there's room for ad-libs and you get the audience really involved?
Really, the alcohol helps us, Bruce, but we do. We always engage our audience, and we really try to recreate what we thought may have been going on in their heads, in their brains, in their minds while they were on stage here in Las Vegas at the Sands Hotel in the 60s. And, you know, really what went on is Sammy would be doing his show, and Frank and Dean would just bust into the show. And so things like that really helped create what we do today, the improv, the impromptu.
Obviously, that, you know, you bring talented singers together, so you exchange riffs. When you're performing, like at the Rat Pack at the Palace, when you do that, does each of the you get to sing a song, or do you do things together? How does it usually work?
How it used to work was doing research. Was Dean would always open the show. He'd kind of be the icebreaker, joke around, sing a few songs. You know, he rarely finished the songs, but he had his fun with the audience, and he really set the stage for Sinatra, and Sinatra would come out and do his thing. And, of course, the only entertainer that was able to follow Sinatra and probably outdo him was Sammy Davis Jr. Yeah. And so it worked well together, and that's kind of how we, you know, like to do things. We kind of like to leave audience a chance to get used to one thing at a time and not surprise them all at once and let it build in the proper, I guess you could say, drama.
Right.
Although it's much more of a comedy.
When you're there, you bring an orchestra with you, a band of sorts?
We will. We'll have a six-piece, six or nine. We're going to have a nice band with us, though, and it sounds very full when they play together. A few of the players are from the Ohio area. I'm not sure if you know this, Bruce, but the $20 tickets are buy one, get one free, and you have to use the code word B-O-G-O, and all the others are $5 off if you use the code word LUCKY. So, you know, we're trying to pack the Palace, as they say.
Right, and of course, there's also, you've got charity benefit prior to that as well, mm-hmm. that people can find out more if they even go to the Lorraine Palace website to check that out. The music that you're singing, when you're what do you think about that style of music, or at least that era of music? I mean, as a young guy yourself, you know, this is from a bygone era, but yet it seems like it's timeless.
Absolutely, that's the word I use all the time. I have an entertainment company here, and that's what we sell, classy, hip, and timeless entertainment, and the Rat Pack is the flagship product of all that. So with that in mind, I think the three gentlemen in the show, if I consider myself a gentleman, we'd all grown up in kind of that era where either our father or grandfather was in love with this kind of music, and we just heard it playing on a Sunday morning. We'd wake up, and Tony Bennett would be on, or Frank, or Dean, or Bobby Darin, you know, and so we were introduced to this at a young age. I had my early career was as a DJ at, you know, small birthday parties and weddings. And so these requests would come up all the time, and I thought, maybe I should really listen to these guys. They must be pretty good. And sure enough, they are. And the music is timeless, and everybody today is still coming out with albums, you know, re-releasing a Sinatra tune, or, you know, there's guys like Michael Bublé out there really still making a push with this kind of material.
Sure, and hardcore rockers like Rod Stewart and some of these other ones, when they get into their older years, they like that music that their, as you say, parents or, you know, grandparents. There's a nostalgia sort of to it, yet bringing it alive on stage really makes it so contemporary.
Right, and these are standards at the end of the day, but it's the arrangements that we'll be using are the arrangements that Sinatra used when he was with, you know, Count Basie and the Sands Hotel back then. That's what they were doing. They were using, you know, Count Basie or Duke Allen to get this really unique sound, you know, the way things were arranged back then. They were simple, but nothing's been recreated like that unless it's just been copied.
Right.
So it's a unique, wonderful sound, and it's nostalgic, it's timeless, and it pulls you in, and it's our job to transport you back to that time where, you know, it was cool to be in Vegas.
Right, yeah, exactly. Well, that's where you're home-based anyway, too, so it's a whole different world out there, but yet people are still going for a lot of that type of music.
I'll tell you, people come here all the time. You know, there's times when I used to work in the lounge when I first moved out here, and people would come in night after night, the same people, because they want to come to Vegas. They want to hear this kind of music. And to get anybody that's visiting Las Vegas to come back to the same lounge two nights in a row, it's got to be something you're doing with the music. So,
right. When you're performing as Dean, how do you keep it from being a caricature? Because he's one of the three. And even Frank or Sammy, there's almost a way where you could do it too broad. What's your interpretation, or how do you decide how you're going to perform something like that?
I know I don't really decide, and I think that's what's helped me along the way here. I've always kind of let the audience kind of come to me and the moment come to me. I did grow up doing, you know, improv, and I did go, and just watching the actual Dean, you know, which is something I didn't do until much after starting doing this, you notice he's very relaxed, and he seems like, it's like he's, you know, he's pouring a cup of water. It's easy. It's, and I just think that's it. If you can just be yourself, the rest is just an inflection of the voice, and we're not there to impersonate the people. We're there even more to remind them, you know.
Right.
I guess you could say. But that was the best compliment I ever received from his Dean's daughter. She said, you know, you really remind me of my father. And I was in street clothes.
Wow.
So
now, do you have to carry a glass and hold a cigarette? Are you the one with the props on stage for the most part?
I don't have to, but I'm going to. It's in our rider, yes. There will be live alcohol on the stage. there'll be no fires and no ammunition, but there will be live alcohol, and we'll be smoking, and I suppose if the audience wants some, we could pass it around. But
well, it's all about.
We have our own stash on stage, and we take it easy, and we just have a good time.
Yeah, well, that's what the whole reason to go is see the Rat Pack at the Palace. Again, it's Friday, September 9th. Special guest Bill Squire. You got a comedian opening up for you as well. But it kind of brings back the nostalgia of the 50s, 60s, and it's coming right here to the Lorraine Palace. And you can always go to lorainepalace.org for more information. And again, what are those codes you say? You got a buy one, get one going on as well?
Yeah, it's BOGO. And it's $20 tickets are buy one, get one free. Sounds if you use that code word. The other one is, I think there's a $5 off if you use the code word lucky. How lucky can one guy be? There you go.
That's good enough. We appreciate a little bit of the tune. It's not for a performer. That's kind of tough in the morning. I know how that goes sometimes. But we appreciate you spending some time with us. Our guest today has been Mark Varabian, who performs as Dean Martin as part of the Rat Pack. The Rat Pack plays the Palace, comes up Friday, September 9th. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Bruce.